58FM's Big Breakfast. 7:05 on Friday.
The sun is shining already. This morning, we are going to be out and about around Dublin checking to see if our faces are on your wheelie bins. And dee-dee-da-da-da, we're going to be catching up with Wigfield to celebrate 30 years of Saturday Night.
Playing in nothing but good time anthems as well, like this one, Gigi D'Agostino, La Passion on 98FM. Coming up to 7:10 on 98FM's Big Breakfast. It's Friday morning. You're listening to Rebecca and Brendan.
It's me against the music.
Me against the
music. 98FM.
This is Me Against the Music, the quiz that puts your music knowledge to the test and treats you to a night out at the movies with someone you love.
Lovely. You have IMC cinema passes just for playing. And if you're very good to get all three questions in a row right, we'll give you a 98FM goodie bag as well. Sharon is in Dublin 7 this morning. How are you, Sharon?
Hiya. Grand on yourselves. I listen to you every morning.
Oh, Sharon. Thanks for listening. We're all good.
What's on the menu for breakfast this morning?
I'd say a fry.
Delicious.
Me and friend. Yeah, Nicole.
Yeah, great. Brilliant. Okay, that'll be very nice.
Well, how do you normally do when you play along with Me Against the Music?
Last week, now I think it was Wednesday, I got the whole train.
Cool.
I said, oh God, if I ever get on that, I hope I get them easy ones.
Right.
Because I'm brutal.
Sharon, let's see if we've made it easy for you this morning. Are you ready to face the music?
I am.
Let's go! All right, Sharon, I've everything crossed for you. The first category this morning is
Sing It Back.
All right, warm up those vocal cords, Sharon. Now, we're going to play you a line of a song. To get the point, just sing the next little bit of this.
All right, I haven't
back
got
to
a clue
us.
In my head.
Sharon, who's in the background this morning?
Me friend, Nicole.
She's singing.
Oh, it's smoking. Shut up.
Open a window.
Sharon, are you is that the fry?
Oh.
Is everything all right?
Sharon,
yeah,
is everyone
yeah,
okay?
Yeah.
It's off now, Grant.
Do you need to evacuate, Sharon? Are you all right?
No, my grand.
Is that the fry or are you heading out for the fry?
No, it wasn't even. It was a cigarette. Oh, God.
Okay, Sharon, everyone's okay, yeah?
Everyone's good.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's move on now. Category number two, Sharon. This is the most chaotic game of Me Against the Music we've ever played. All right, one note, Sharon. If the sound of the alarm isn't drowning this out, can you tell us what song this note is from?
Oh, that was very fast.
Any ideas? What does Nicole think?
What, Nicole, quick.
Is she waving a tea towel around the place?
No. Just standing there going, boop.
Any ideas?
I'm sexy and you know it.
The word sexy's in it. We're giving it to you. It was David Guetta. David Guetta, sexy chick. Well done. Well done. All right.
Okay.
Let's go for three in a row now, guys. The third category is... I know you do, I know you do. All right, this song was a hit for somebody who's failed to have a big hit since. Just take a listen to this and tell us if you know what song. Yeah, what's the song?
I'm a D, I'm a D.
It's not Sharon, but you're winning anyway.
Thanks very much.
I'm
for
65.
I got three in a row, Nicole.
Friday morning on 98FM's Big Breakfast with Rebecca and Brendan.
Now, Niall Horan visited us the other week and we got him to play a little game of golf when he was in to see us.
Take the putter.
The putter.
Okay. Jesus, this is a busy ball.
It it was really just an excuse to ask Niall Horan some rude questions.
Yeah.
But then the next day, our Brendan took a tumble in the office. He fell over these toy golf clubs.
Where there's blame, there's a claim. Yeah, so look, we decided to do something with them. We wanted them out from under our feet. We put these kids' golf clubs, touched by the hand of Niall Horan, up for auction on 98FM.com to raise money for Bernardo's. The person with the biggest pledge, we said, was going to get their hands on these very, very special set of clubs. Lauren Healy's working in Finglas this morning. Lauren, congratulations. You are the new owner of Niall Horan's golf clubs.
Woo! Thank you so much. I'm delighted.
Lauren, you're a huge Niall Horan fan. Have you ever met the man in the flesh?
No, that's the dream.
I believe, though, you have met him in a cardboard version.
Two cardboard versions, to be precise.
Where are the cardboard versions of Niall Horan? Do you have them in your gaff?
Well, I have a full one, but he's under the bed because he scares everybody to walk into my room because someone's after breaking in. And then I have a little mini version who's on the bedside table there.
Amazing. You are a huge Niall Horan fan. What are you going to do with these golf clubs?
I'm going to practice on the El Short game, I think.
Lauren, good for you. Maybe someday you and Niall Horan can have a game of golf. Lauren, how much did you pledge to Bernardo's?
€150.
Amazing, Lauren, amazing stuff. Lauren, fair play to you. €150 on its way from you to Bernardo's.
98FM weather.
Your kids' weather this morning is from the adorable Phoenix Ray from City West, who is just 4 years old. She has your Friday forecast.
Happy Friday, Becca and Brendan. Summer has arrived. Gonna be super sunny and hopefully warm. Get sun cream and ice cream.
Oh.
Now you're up to like a 98.
Phoenix Ray, you are a superstar. You've made us smile this Friday morning with your weather forecast.
You are adorable. And if summer wasn't already here, Phoenix Ray, you've helped it arrive. Thank you so much for doing the weather this morning. You're getting yourself a 98FM Big Breakfast Weather Certificate.
98FM's Bling My Bin.
Just gone 8:30 on 98FM's A Big Breakfast with Rebecca and Brendan.
Oh, happy Friday. Now, over the past few weeks, you've helped us roll out, quite literally, our brand new ad campaign, Bling Your Bin, to promote 98FM's Big Breakfast. The budget was small, but the will of Dublin was big.
Yes, it was. You have stuck our faces on large 98FM stickers onto your wheelie bins. You have blinged your bin and help us become binfluencers.
Very bland looking out the back. Well, better than a bit of Rebecca and Brendan staring at everyone.
My bin sits in my front garden and I wouldn't mind seeing your two mushes in the morning.
My bin is the end of the estate and they always forget us, but we all stick out. They might see me more.
Nobody puts bin in the corner.
I would love a Bling My Bin sticker with Rebecca and Brendan on it. What better way to show people my fabulous personality and my favourite radio station.
And it's a treat for the bin man as well.
Bling My Bin.
We love being binfluencers. This morning, we want to do something for you in return. 98FM's Ciarán O'Connor is in Cabra right now. Ciarán, how's Cabra looking at this very moment?
Good morning, Rebecca and Brendan. I've been dropped off by the 98FM Thunders. I've been told there is a bin on this road. I will keep looking and find it.
Okay, Ciarán, you've got just a few minutes. We're going to come back to you. Find that wheelie bin.
I'm on a mission.
Dublin's good times. Woo! 98FM.
It is Friday morning and you are listening to The Big Breakfast with Rebecca and Brendan.
Okay, 98FM's Ciarán O'Connor is still searching around Cabra for a wheelie bin that has been blinged with our faces on it. Ciarán, any luck?
Good morning. I have found a bin with your faces plastered on the back. I am making my move.
Okay.
Ciarán, we need you to knock on that door and ring that doorbell.
I'm going. Look at you. Jeez, that's a nice photo shoot,
well?
All right. You're looking well in the... Hold on, let me knock at this door, okay? Oh,
no,
lovely blue door. Look,
there.
Knock.
Oh, lovely knocker.
I see movement.
Oh, okay, oh, someone's there. Oh. Is it a cat?
There's someone.
Is it a person?
Good morning! Good morning, Rebecca and Brendan from 98FM would like to speak to you.
Hello.
Good morning, who is this?
This is John, how are you?
John, we are great. John, we want to reward you because you have stuck our faces on your bin.
I have stuck your faces on the bin. It's bringing a whole new level of glam to my recycling bin.
John, come here, tell us. So you have blinged your bin, helped us become binfluencers. Our large 98FM sticker with our faces is on your bin.
Every single person on the road, everybody's walking past, like, oh wow, check it out.
What bin did you put our faces on, out of interest?
I put it on the recycling bin because the brown bin can get a bit messy when you're throwing things in the brown bin. And let's be honest, the black bin is just, it's kind of trash. So I didn't want your faces on that.
John, I'd say your bin is the talk of the street. I'd say everyone's sending in pictures into the neighbour's WhatsApp group.
They haven't said it yet, but I'm getting the side eye from everybody just being like, hey, there's a guy with the cool bin. I'm sure that's what they're thinking.
The coolest bin in Cabra. Well, John, we want to thank you for lending us some advertising space, for blinging your bin. And we want to give you €98 this morning to say thanks.
Oh my God. Unreal.
John, €98 is on its way to you. Kieran's going to revolute you in the next few moments. So what are you going to spend the money on, John?
I don't know. I might go for a very, very bougie lunch. I'm working from home today, so I might bring my girlfriend Aidan out for a lunch or something.
Lovely. The perfect Friday, John. Thank you so much for listening to 98FM and for blinging your bin.
Guys, thanks a million.
The 98FM Thunderbus. Hitting the streets all across the city.
On a Friday morning, what more could you want? It's 98FM's Big Breakfast with Rebecca and Brendan coming up to 9 a.m.
We are giddy little goats now this morning. Apparently the weather's going to be phenomenal later on.
That's what we want.
You want sunny of a Friday.
Yeah, highs of 20 degrees.
Yeah, get yourself to the end of the working day. And this morning we are chatting about your driving test disasters. We have a message in from Ben. He says, my fella broke a light, freaked out and bolted from the car.
Why? He left the car in the middle of the road.
It sounds like he ran away from his own car and the driving instructor.
Oh dear.
Here's Emma.
I failed my first driving test because someone told me that they provide the car, so I walked to my test. So he failed me for not having a car there.
Emma, that is incredible. Emma, that is incredible.
Emma, it's an easy mistake. Emma,
we're sending you a 98FM goodie bag. That's unbelievable. Yeah. That's so good.
Here's Leslie's story.
I was doing my driving test in my own car, which was a bright blue Panda. The driving instructor, we were driving down a road near where I live. Out of the corner of my eye, I could see my mum on the opposite side of the road walking. And I went, oh my God, maybe she won't notice me. But she did notice me and she started waving frantically as if to say, like, here I am, I'm looking for a lift. And the driving instructor was a lot older than me. He was like, oh my God, who's that? And I was like, that's my mum. And he went, don't look at her, just keep going. So I just kept going and she kept waving. And then she just kind of looked in awe as if to say, oh my God, who's that in the car? Because I hadn't told them. She was like, oh my God, I was wondering who that man was in the car.
Ken says, my mum failed her test 25 times. One of the times she was on a back road, the instructor told her to keep going straight. The road came to a small bend, so instead of following the road, she drove up someone's driveway. Well, he did say keep going straight, so she just followed the instruction.
I'd be like, yeah, you need to know how to get into a driveway. She'll give me a few points for that. And listen, we're never going to get over Emma's story from earlier on about her driving test.
I failed my first driving test because someone told me that they provide the car, so I walked to my test, so he failed me for not having a car there.
Larry's been on.
Jesus Christ, who turns up to a driving test and no car? Can't be real.
Oh, I'm actually in tears.
Oh, Emma, you're a hero.
Thank you for sharing all of your driving test disaster stories this morning. We really love them. We're going to play Aaliyah, Try Again, and you should try again if you fail. It's on the way next on 98FM. I didn't ask for a free ride. It's been a long time. I shouldn't have left you. Aaliyah with Try Again on 98FM's Big Breakfast. Still laughing about your driving test disaster stories from earlier on. So funny.
Outrageous.
It is 10 past 9 on Friday morning.
Brendan's Bit. 98FM.
Okay, Brendan, coming up, you're going to be telling us why former vegan Bear Grylls has come out against vegetables.
Yes, I am. For now, though, I have two separate stories about nuisance neighbours, okay? First up, A gassy gardener has made life hell for his neighbour. For his neighbour, with loud burping and farting.
What?
Simon Joynson says he was pushed to the edge by Edward Riley, who would fart and burp so loudly, it tormented him in his semi-detached home in Cheadle near Stockport.
Sorry. Could you hear the noise from next door?
Yeah.
Oh, that must be a loud belch.
Things got so bad, he took him to court. Simon accused 44-year-old Edward, a gardener by trade, who apparently has digestive issues, of terrorising him through the adjoining wall of their home.
That wind must have been very trapped.
The flatulent father was branded a neighbour from hell. The court heard Riley would fart and burp so loudly and persistently that it could be heard through the walls. The gassy gardener's avoided jail and has to pay a small fine.
That's not gas.
That
is next door to
that. Absolutely not, no.
Dear.
From a gassy gardener to a noisy cock. A cockerel. A cockerel named Rory, who lives in Ed Sheeran's hometown, has received so many noise complaints from neighbours, he's been given an ASBO.
ASBO? What's an ASBO?
You know, it's the thing that's given out. It's like, you know, if you're a hoodlum on a street corner, basically, and you're given an ASBO and you're told to, like, not hang around a street corner or not to be a nuisance.
Right.
Well, this has been given to a cockerel named Rory. So Rory's owner, Julie, has been handed a notice ordering her to keep the noise down. So Julie lives 10 minutes away from Ed Sheeran's family home, right?
Okay.
In Framlingham, I think I'm saying that right, in Suffolk. But Julie says the environmental officer who called out to her wouldn't tell her who made the complaint.
Okay.
I'm like, well, if your neighbours, it's probably coming from the neighbours. Do you know what I mean? She's been issued with a noise abatement order instructing her to reduce Rory's decibels or face giving him up.
Now, what would you prefer, a gassy gardener or a noisy cock?
Probably a noisy cock.
Would you rather?
I'd say so, because at least it's the sound of nature. Well, it's actually... it's both.
They're both natural sounds.
But I think I prefer the cock. finally this morning. Sani, can I ask you, 30 years on from the release of your massive hit, what does a Saturday night look like to Wigfield now?
Well, if I'm not working, it's definitely bed, Netflix, popcorn, just not doing anything.
Yeah.
But like, you know, like the whole season is beginning now. And so, yeah, most of my Saturday days are actually where I want to be. It's in the middle of people.
Sani, what's your favorite day of the week?
It sounds weird. I hate, I'm not... Friday's my favourite. And Monday is my favourite.
Sorry. Sani from Wigfield. Saturday night. This is the headline. Saturday night is not your favourite night of the week. It's a Friday. I love this.
Monday's like a fresh start, and Friday's like, it's going to explode. It's just before Saturday, you know?
Oh my gosh, I cannot believe that Saturday is not your favourite day of the week.
It's like Christmas. I like it the days before Christmas, but when Christmas is there, it's getting sad because it's going to be over soon.
So will we ever hear a song from you called Friday Night?
Do you know what? I might release something like for the 30 years of Saturday Night. I might switch it up a bit.
Sani, just before you go, can we get one more time?
Di-di-na-na-na.
Di-di-na-na-na.
Sound as great as ever. Sani from Wigfield, thank you so much for chatting with us this morning on 98FM. Would you like to introduce your iconic hit?
This is the song that you've been waiting for all morning, and it's Saturday Night. Woohoo!
Saturday night, I feel the air is getting hot. Like you, baby.
Saturday night on 98FM's Big Breakfast. What a show that we have had this morning.
Utter chaos with Sharon earlier and her smoke alarm. We surprised John in Cabra with €98 for sticking our faces on his wheelie bin. Thank you very much, John. And we've just learned that Saturday night is not Wigfield's favourite day of the week.
Oh, we hope you have a fantastic weekend. Brian Dowling and Leanne Hannafin are up next playing these songs.